Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
What's going on, everyone? It's Friday, February 3rd. I'm Zachary Crockett here with Mark Dent, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, the housing market's back. Well, sort of. We had a little stretch there where housing basically became a ghost town. Some wistful first-time house hunters among us even thought that there might be some kind of big market correction around the corner. But now there are some signs of life reemerging. Mark's got the story. But first, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in business and tech today. A bunch of Q4 earnings dropped after the bell yesterday. Apple posted its first revenue decline since 2019. Revenue was down 5% last quarter to $117.2 billion. That's much worse than Wall Street's expectations. Alphabet also missed its marks, particularly on YouTube ad revenue. Stocks were down 6% as a result. And Amazon fared a little better. The company beat revenue but missed earnings per share. And even though Q4 wasn't as ugly as some predicted, it did cap off the slowest year of growth in Amazon's history as a public company. A couple other winners. Meta jumped 25% following a strong earnings report on Wednesday. That was its best day in a decade. And Coinbase shot up 20% after a judge dismissed a securities suit against the company. The latest word in the ongoing proposed ban of TikTok is that Senator Michael Bennett wrote a letter to Tim Cook and Sundar Pichai demanding that they immediately remove the app from their app stores. As a reminder, this whole thing is over national security fears. Venture capital for Black entrepreneurs was down 45% year over year in 2022. That's compared to a 36% overall drop in VC funding. Historically, I might remind you, Black entrepreneurs have received less than 2% of all annual VC funding. And lastly, UBS said that ChatGPT reached 100 million monthly users in around 2 months. That's a new record for consumer apps, apparently. And by comparison, Instagram took about 2.5 years to hit that mark. There's another thing that's growing quickly, and it is housing demand. It's back up, kind of. Mark, before we jump into the story, can you just give us a recap of sort of where the real estate market has been this past half decade? It hasn't looked pretty.
It hasn't looked pretty, especially if you're someone who's been wanting to buy. If you've been someone who bought a house in like 1980, then, you know, your mileage may vary. But nevertheless, what we saw was like this incredibly low supply and very low interest rates as well. You're talking less than 3% at times. And it really created this seller's market for the ages, where especially in really hot markets like Austin, Texas, Boise, Idaho, Atlanta, Georgia, these prices were just going through the roof and just really shot up to levels that no one would have ever believed in 2021. And just as we got used to like this kind of, hey, there's going to be 20 bids on every house, you're going to pay over the asking price, et cetera, interest rates started to go up because the Fed wanted to make it more expensive for people to borrow. And that kind of led to what I am describing as housing purgatory right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. So nobody is buying homes because they're too expensive. Nobody is selling them because they wish that they were more expensive. And builders have like zero confidence in the market. So they're not building anything, which might resolve some of the issues created by this whole mess and et cetera, et cetera. It's not good. And it hasn't been good, you know, for the last year. It's really kind of been one of those things where, you know, sellers aren't happy and neither are buyers. It's kind of an interesting thing where there's this equal level of people being fed up with the housing market.
Yeah, including me. all right. So that brings us to the news lead here, which is that there's kind of a plot twist that's going on that some people didn't see coming here.
Yeah. So interest rates fell to just over 6% this week, which is still, you know, roughly twice as high as we saw them in 2021. but that's down from almost 7% in November. So that's a not insignificant drop.
Sure.
And perhaps as a result of these average interest rates going down, we've seen that sales of new homes have actually increased between November 2022 and December 2022. We had not been seeing month-to-month increases very often over the last year.
And that's like also historically not really a season when a lot of houses sell.
Yeah, not at all. Like one could expect that in the winter months, any sort of month-to-month gain would definitely not be common.
Yeah.
This wasn't like a huge sign of increased sales existing home sales still fell 1.5%, but that's, you know, not a huge decline either. And so put that all together, and after a year when like we were in this purgatory, as I mentioned, it kind of counts for optimism among the real estate industry, at least a little bit.
And builders.
Yeah.
So what are the experts saying here on each side? If I'm a buyer looking for a house right now, is there a reason to be optimistic?
There's a little bit, because those interest rates might continue to decline, and that would help make your house, or at least your house payments, more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason for less optimism is that economists in the housing industry are now suggesting that there probably won't be like a huge correction in prices.
Okay.
You know, there's some markets, kind of like those really overheated ones I mentioned earlier, like Austin, Texas, where, you know, prices went down quite a bit already. But generally speaking, they're anticipating something like a 1-2% decline, perhaps, over the coming months in housing prices, which isn't huge, but, you know, if you're a buyer or a prospective buyer, it's better than them going up, as they've done consistently for the last few years. But what kind of sticks out is that people in the real estate industry are starting to predict that we might see interest rates fall so much that it would go down to somewhere in the 5.5% range.
Hmm.
And after like these interest rates closer to 7% last year, that's going to sound pretty good.
We'll take it.
Yeah. And so it could be one of those things where, okay, well, 5.5% interest rate, if you're a buyer, you can live with that. And then if you're a seller, you start to realize that, oh, buyers will be able to live with that. So I'm going to still put my house up at this pretty high price that I like. And it could work itself out into being like as close to a normal market as we have had.
Interesting. Okay. So in today's story, you write that somewhere around 5-5.5% is sort of what you call a Goldilocks range for interest rates. It makes everyone happy.
Yeah. It would feel good. It wouldn't feel too expensive for the buyer, and it should potentially give the seller more confidence that there will be buyers.
And how are folks in the real estate industry thinking about how the recessionary environment might impact all of this?
Well, that's the wild card and the really kind of odd economic question, because, I mean, it goes without saying that if we do kind of slide into a recession, as many people still fear that we will, you know, people just don't feel confident about buying homes, and nor do they feel all that confident about selling theirs either. So that would kind of keep us in this purgatory that we've been in. But like the kind of interesting thing to me is that one of the reasons why the Fed had to like start raising interest rates was because of runaway inflation in the housing market. So if we continue to see this housing recovery here and prices, maybe they either bounce back or they start going up, then that could be something that makes the Fed nervous, which would make them want to tamp down and potentially lead to a recession, which would be bad for the housing market. And then yet, if housing prices don't go up, then the Fed might think, oh, okay, things are good. And that could avoid a recession, but it would still leave the housing market in purgatory. So there's just some weird things that could go on and a lot of nuance that would need to happen for us to get to this kind of happy medium level.
And last question here, where are we at with this whole rental market thing? If you're not a homeowner or a potential home buyer and you're in an apartment renting, what's going on there?
So over the last year, rental prices just went up absurd amounts in most markets. And those prices, at least in some markets, some of those that went way up, they're starting to even out and even decline a little bit. So that's a little bit of a silver lining for people who've been waiting on houses. But keep in mind, it wasn't just rental prices that went up over the last year. They've really continuously gone up for about the last 4 or 5 years as well. So any amount of leveling off won't be a correction of how much they've already gone up.
Good point. When we say decline, we're talking about like jumping a few stones down a cliff or something.
Yes, at best.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. Thanks to Mark for joining me. And we're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. And if you're not subscribed to that, you can go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email. Catch you next week.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.